Welcome to LifeRx Podcast, a show about living consciously in all aspects of your life with authenticity and integrity. I'm Eva Patel. Welcome again to the show. Hope you had a great week. Today we're going to talk about karma. Karma is something that's been a very intriguing subject for me, and being of Indian descent, I've always sought the real meaning of karma. And today I'm going to share with you my wisdom and knowledge on karma. Since this is such a captivating subject, I thought that I would do this show uniquely. I suggest that you get a journal and a pen, as there are things that I'm going to say that you'll want to jot down. And there's a lot of very valuable information in this show, so you'll want to listen to it maybe more than once to really get the golden nuggets. So after the short break, we'll get ready to start the show. We constantly hear the word karma in conversations without really knowing the true meaning of the word. So do you know what karma really means? For instance, when someone is describing an incident or an accident and something terrible has happened in their life and they'll say, oh, I guess it's just my karma. Many people use the term without knowing the meaning of karma. They usually use karma to explain bad things that have happened to them. So what really is karma? Karma is the law of cause and effect. So karma is a natural return on thoughts, actions, and desire back to their original point. So let's put that a little bit more simply. What we put out towards others in the world returns back to us. So sometimes even in greater intensity. So what we sow is what we reap is a well-known quote that we all know. So most people that I've talked to think of karma as a negative thing. And as we know, karma doesn't necessarily mean negative. It can be positive as well. So what we put out there is what we get back. So if we have negative connotations about somebody or we talk negatively about somebody, just know that that's a boomerang and it's going to come back and hit us. So karma has several different aspects of it. And one of the first and the most important one is that karma is a return of your thoughts, your actions, and your desire, and it brings it back to its original origin. Karma is also a collection of unfulfilled experiences that stay in us and constantly pull us to fulfill them. So anything that we do and experience intensely and deeply will always leave our system. It'll be liberated. Any experience that we did not go through completely, though through which we kind of did not complete and fulfill and didn't really give our full energy or attention or awareness, that remains inside of us as karma. So even though we carry some karma, basically we are complete fulfillment, wholeness. So any karma that has not been fulfilled cannot rest inside of us too long. It will try to do its best to fulfill us. So it drives us to it again and again, and we have to go through the same activity so we can fulfill it fully. So any desire, any experience which does not become complete in our system will remain as karma and push us again and again to make us go through the same experience to be fulfilled. So we think, speak, and do things without clarity, without fulfillment, and with deep ignorance, all of these thoughts, words, and actions collectively contribute towards karmic baggage, because none of them gives us rise to fulfillment in us. When they do not give us this fulfillment, our karma pushes us to somehow fulfill them. So our own thoughts, words, and deeds become our karma and drive us to reach fulfillment in some way. And I'm going to share with you a short story here. This is something that I had to experience. Several years ago, I had a chronic illness and I needed surgery. The surgery had some complications. I was rehospitalized for about 20 days and obviously against the doctor's wishes, didn't rest, didn't do what I was told to do. and decided that I could go back to doing my own things my own way. And even though I was told to be on bed rest, I decided that I was going to pack up a big house and move and do what I wanted to do. What happened was, because I didn't fully experience the healing aspect of this major surgery, I recreated it again. 3 years later, I ended up in the hospital, similar big surgery, same complication, repeated the whole process. It was the most traumatic experience of my life, but it taught me that karma comes back. So this time, I made a conscious choice to listen to my body and do the healing that it needed to do in order to experience it fully, so I would never have to deal with that karma again. And because I went through that process of healing, the karma was never repeated. So finally, I was free of the health issue. So karma is also an accumulation. It's almost like a bank account. We come in with certain karma that we have to pay back from a past life, and we also have karmic debt that we collect in this life, and it's stuff that we have to pay back. So karma is something that's embedded within us that we have to experience fully in order to release. So the totality of all your past is the present, and the totality of all your present is the future. So if there's things that you've done in the past that you need to change them in the present moment so that you don't experience them again in the future. So destiny depends on how you choose to respond to every situation in your life. If you don't know your past completely, you will repeat the same things in your future. So now I'm going to talk a little bit about karma and TPS. TPS is thoughts per second. So if you don't know your past completely and you repeat the same things in the future, if your thoughts per second, your TPS, come down and you know your past as it happened, you won't repeat the same past in the future. You will then become liberated from your karma, which is called karma mukta, liberated from your karma. So as of now, you are in karma bandha, which is bonded in karma, because you have not fully lived your past completed. Now I'm going to repeat that again. Karma mukta is free of one's actions because they are performed without attachment. On the other side, karma bandha is bounded by one's actions since they are performed with vested interests. So for example, your childhood always seems to be golden. Everybody always sees their past or their childhood as great. And then you feel that your college life was great. You had no responsibility and college life was just wonderful the way you had it. But while you were going through it, you were suffering because you didn't really enjoy it to the fulfillment that you should have enjoyed it. So you don't really fulfill it. Why? Because you're suffering and you become much more now in the comparison. Your past seems very nice, but now you attribute your joy to your past, and you've been given a chance to repeat it again. And when you've lived through it, did you actually experience it? No. So if you relax in the present moment at zero TPS for at least 11 kishnas. Now, kishnas are the intervals between two thoughts. So if you can relax for these 11 kishnas, you will penetrate the time shaft. And if you can stay in zero TPS for 21 kishnas, you will penetrate the time shaft so that you can alter the future. This is in your hands. So all meditation techniques are ways of bringing down your TPS, which is your thoughts per second. And it helps you so that you can penetrate this time shaft. So what is the kishna? Kishna is a measure of time. It's not a second, it's not a minute like people would believe time to be. The gap between two thoughts is one kishna. We are used to thinking that, you know, in time of absolute sense, but in a kishna, it's absolute relative. And the thoughts that we have, that every person has, is the rate at which we come in, and a person are dependent upon that person. So kishna varies from person to person. So if you can stay in zero TPS for 21 kistners, you can penetrate the time shaft and can alter the future. As you know, we are here in Earth School to learn, and we're guided towards the lessons we're going to work on. So karma helps us with our lessons by creating situations that are necessary for us to learn as our lessons. So in the spiritual realm, with regards to the meaning of karma, there is no right and there is no wrong. Our spiritual development is about experience and fulfilling it from our true purpose. So in order to work with your karma, we need to acknowledge its presence. Are there particular situations that seem to appear regularly in your life? You know, nothing happens by chance, and there are no coincidences. Is it your karma working to teach you what you need to experience? The most important point here is to be aware of one's actions towards others. Finding out how you are creating karma all the time, and then you'll really understand the meaning of karma. It's important to follow the principle of treating others as you'd like to be treated. I always feel that's like one of the best ways to live life anyway. Treat others like you like to be treated. You know, be courteous, be kind. In other words, even if you do bad things to others, it will return back to you. So remember the expression, what goes around comes around. There is a reaction in everything you do in life. So anger begets anger, love begets love. I know this sounds simplistic, but if you remember chemistry, like attracts light and negative repels. It's all very basic. So love thy neighbor and do unto others as you would have them do unto you. This, in essence, is the law of karma, that we receive what we give, that all our actions reflect back upon us and in all aspects of our life. And this isn't just our actions, it's also our thoughts and our deeds. So, another example. I have many single friends all wanting to find that perfect partner. Well, you'll attract exactly what you are. We attract the mirror of who we are. So if you're looking for that perfect partner, I'd say become that perfect partner. Be willing to change and be the person you want to attract in your life. There's no need for people to say, oh, well, you know, I want to attract somebody with this, this, and this, but you don't possess any of those qualities. It just doesn't happen. The universal law just doesn't work that way. And karma doesn't work that way. So we attract that which we put out there. And if you've gone through some experience in your life and you're not willing to change, you recreate that experience again. So I'll tell you a story of a person who I recently met on a plane, and she was talking to me about, you know, how she widowed and she had an alcoholic husband, but she remarried and attracted the same. Well, of course she did, because she wasn't willing to change. So she attracted the mirror of the first husband that she couldn't let go of. So that's karma at its best. So the same things apply to your business and your career. What you put into your business will bring you the experiences that you need to have. The universe is a magical playground, and it's going to bring to you that which you need to experience for you to contemplate, or what you contemplate. So what you put out there is what you're going to get back. So how does karma work? Karma is based on logic. It's an unavoidable consequence of our creations. When we create anything, we also create other things which might not have been what we intended. And when we intend to create good karma and treat ourselves and others with love, kindness, we reap the rewards of meeting kind and loving people. So we create our karma now, at this very second, in the present moment, and we continue out of habit to create bad or good karma. So karma does not exist lurking in the past as a thing to punish us or reward us, but it exists in the present, in the now, newly in every second. So we can create karma with supposedly good intentions, as I had mentioned earlier. When we think, act, and speak with that which produces the higher good of all, In some way, we need to change our habits and thinking and create karma, which makes the better existence and the higher good of all. So that's how you can create good karma. Sadly, most of us have negative chitter-chatter going on all the time, and what we've got to do is get into a space where we can slowly let these monkeys out of the cage and just slow down and stop the negative chitter-chatter so that we can start bringing in positive thoughts, positive karma. The next thing I'm going to discuss is responsibility. It's our ability to respond. The theory of karma simply states that whatever is happening to you is your doing. Nothing happening to you is from the outside of you. You create whatever happens to you. Most of the time, you're not aware and you're not even conscious of what's happening to you, so you're not able to see yourself doing it to yourself. So if you're sad, you can watch and you can meditate on your misery. You can observe how you created the sadness. You can see the root of how your misery lies within you. Your mind constantly tells you everything else and is responsible for your misery. It's not your spouse, your friend, or your boss that's bringing you down this street. It's you. So it always goes on throwing about responsibility upon yourself, not upon someone else. So we need to be very clear that nobody except ourselves is responsible for how we feel and what we do. Nobody can make us suffer without our silent permission. Once you understand that whatever happens to you from deep inside you, you suddenly start seeing things changing, and you take full responsibility for yourself and see how you can become integrated in whatever you do. You then stop blaming others when you understand that you're responsible for everything, and you will become more and more aware of every action and every thought as your own. That awareness is enough. You will act intelligently, and if you want to be sad, you can be sad. There's nothing wrong with having a sad feeling, but then you experience it fully and then you let go. But you also realize with that same energy, if you want to be happy, you can be happy. That's all. You just need to watch your thoughts and create that and build that within you. It's almost like you're building your emotional muscles within yourself. This is creating good karma for yourself and building that core inner strength within yourself. So we're going to talk a little bit about global karma. An individual is not an island unto himself. He's part of a whole and thus will be affected by the whole. So karma has both psychological and sociological implications. So let's say, for example, a person becomes a thief and he's successful in his act. This will reinforce his inherent negative tendencies and will encourage him to further wrong acts, and in the process, one day he'll get caught and suffer for his actions. In the process, the thief has influenced both his psyche and the society by his actions. Envy, greed, hatred, impatience are feelings that donate disharmony in the mind. And if you observe wherever you have taken a wrong decision, a wrong action, it's always under the influence of these factors. So encouraging them causes psychological disturbances, and this is your karma. We have to understand that our actions affect others as much as they do affect ourselves. So when we realize this, we can develop a more sensitivity towards our environment and do the best to keep it in perfect order. So everyone, directly or indirectly, contributes to negative sociological circumstances because society is formed of individuals and it depends on how these individuals behave. So in ending the show with karma, I'd like for you to take a little time out to really reflect upon what I have said and really just start writing down in your journal a little bit of how you can bring consciousness into your life in the present moment. It's time to start erasing the past and clearing the past up by doing good karmic deeds. Now, it doesn't mean you have to go out there and go volunteer tomorrow morning, but it can start with just your thoughts. Start by saying good things, doing good things, feeling good things for people. You can silently say a prayer for somebody in need, and it can start changing your karma. One of the things I know for sure is when we truly think beautiful things for other people, pray for other people as well as for ourselves, it comes back to us tenfold over. So take that little time out for yourself and reflect and start doing good for yourself and for others and make the world a better place. Well, that's it for this show. I hope you enjoyed the show on karma and were able to take some notes and will be able to reflect upon your life. And don't forget, you can give us a call or email us at liferxpodcast@gmail.com, or you can leave me a voicemail at 415-322-8777. And we always appreciate your feedback, so please share your emails with us and also share it with your friends. Don't be shy to let us know what you think. And thanks again, and stay tuned for another show, because we'll have even more for you next week. Thank you for listening to the show today, and namaste.